And now this is a dictation for Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, December 2163, addressed as a letter to Dr. Alexander Anderson, Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Mr. Anderson, follow-up for Mr. Thompson, chronic kidney disease, prior chemotherapy for right-sided osteosarcoma, completed chemo on November 2023. Last visit in July, no hospital admission, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, minor edema, no ulcers, stable dyspnea, no oxygen inhaler, SIPA machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, problems of memory, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight the Eliquis, Metoprolol, tolerating Ozempic, present weight 307, blood pressure by nurse 133/88, to have AV fistula at the VA this coming Monday on the left sided. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no pleural effusion, no RALS, no pericardial RAP, there is obesity of the abdomen, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is available, September creatinine 4.3, progressive, GFR 15, metabolic acidosis 20, normal potassium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5, progressive, AV fistula soon, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Labs needs to be done in a monthly basis, if possible. There is mild metabolic acidosis, but no no need for bicarbonate. There is anemia, but no EPO treatment. There has been no need for present phosphorus binders. Other chemistry is stable. Continue anticoagulation Eliquis. Continue diabetes cholesterol management. Tolerating Ozempic. Plan to see him back on the next 3-4 months or early as needed.